بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأولية الابتداء ولا لأزلية الانتباء والذي لا تواري عنه سماء السماء ولا أرض أرضا. والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البقاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية الأخدود العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعضها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أرهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الدفاع وحجة الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لساقت الأرض بأحدها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جلت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه. We were talking about the life of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We were talking about the 25 practical tips for our spirituality that Ayatullah al-Ummah Sayyid Lahdi Tabatabai Bahru Guru Rahmatullah alayhi had mentioned, which are basically a great help for the Salikeen, for all those people who are treading the path towards their spiritual perfection. We talked about 9 of those 25 practical tips. 9th one that I mentioned in the earlier lesson was about the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, ziyarat of all the ma'sumeen, but especially the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which has a very extreme importance level in Islam. And every Imam, like the hadith informs us, has an ahd and covenant on the neck of the followers. And among those things, among those is the fact that we need to be doing our wafa, we need to be faithful towards the ahd of ziyarat of the qubur. And I told you that the concept of ziyarat is not just related in the lifetime of the imam. We are supposed to go for the ziyarat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam after their shahadat, as important, equally as important as we would go towards a living imam. And because all of them are shuhada and there is no difference, I have written a hadith here from Masail al-Shia, volume number 10, from Sheikh Qur al-Abidi rahmatullahi alayhi. He has narrated this hadith that Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that أخبرني أبي وهو ذا أنه من سلم عليه وعلي ثلاثة أيام أوجب الله له الجنة. Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated that my father informed me that whosoever sends salam on him and on me for 3 days, paradise is wajib on him. And قلت لها, I asked, قلت, she says that I basically said, في حياته وحياتك. You know, the narrator is asking Hazrat Zahra Rahmatullahi that is this hadith of the Prophet related to the lifetime of the Prophet only, and the lifetime of yours, in your lifetime, or it is okay to go for ziyarah to salam on the Prophet and on you even after your death. So Hazrat Zahra Rahmatullahi qalat Rahmatullahi na'am wa ba'da mawtina. So basically even after our death. So even after the death, it's all the same, whether you say salam on the Prophet and Hazrat Zahra in their lifetime, or you say salam after their death. Ziyarat is still the ziyarat that you are going to get the reward and the thawab for saying salam. Ziyarat is actually one of the ways how, for tajdeed al-ahd, how we renew our oath of allegiance and bay'at towards the Ma'sumin alayhi salam, and towards the basically was the walayat of the Ma'soom in the time whose time we are living, and which is actually the walayat of every Ma'soom is one and the same thing, which is the walayat of Rasulullah, and actually it turns back to the walayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the supremacy of the word of God and justice. Before I move to the 10th point, just to recap the previous discussion, and I told you that narration narrated from Hazrat Aisha, where she said that the whole long hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Prophet has mentioned the thawab of ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is 90 hajj, 90. This is narrated by Hazrat Aisha. So anyone who goes for the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, according to the hadith of Rasulullah narrated by Hazrat Aisha, the thawab of ziyarat of Imam Hussain is equal to 90 hajj, 90 hajj of Rasulullah. And the next point which Ayatullah al-Imam Ibn Tabatabai Bahru al-Rum has mentioned is al-muhafaza ala huquq al-ikhwan wa qada hawaijihim. That means we be particular about taking care of the rights of our fellow mu'min brothers and fulfilling their needs. Qada al-hawaij means people have hajat and needs. So we are supposed to be particular about fulfilling the needs of the people. And we find that Khatam al-Muhaddithin, Mirza Hussain al-Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the ustad of Shaheed Fakhri rahmatullahi alayhi, Mirza Hussain Nuri, Muhaddith Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, was one of our greatest Muhaddithin in the history, and has written several remarkable books in Islamic history. One of those important books is Mustadrak al-Wasail. We have Wasail al-Shia that I just mentioned to you, from where I narrated that hadith of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaykh Qurb al-Amili, that Hadith Nuri has written this book, Mustadrak al-Wasail, which he has compiled those of the ahadith which are not found in Wasail al-Shia, and he has compiled in this new book. Just like Sayyid Razi rahmatullahi alayhi compiled Nahjul Balagha about the khutbat, the sermons and the kalimat, the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and the matatib and the letters of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But we find Shaykh Ja'far Kashif al-Ghita rahmatullahi alayhi has compiled, has written another book which is called Mustadrak Nahjul Balagha, where he has compiled those of the ahadith which are not mentioned in Nahjul Balagha by Sayyid Razi. So we have Nahjul Balagha and we have Mustadrak Nahjul Balagha, where you find the rare and nadir ahadith of Amir Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Likewise, we have Wasail al-Shia and we have Sadr al-Wasail of Hajjaj Nuri, rahmatullah alayh. So, Hajjaj Nuri has mentioned that when one of his students asked him about the qada, hawaij al-mu'mineen, about the subject of fulfilling the hajat of the mu'mins, he replied to his student that Madar Faraiz al-Sunan Kamtar Amali Ra Darim Ke Fazidat al-Sawab Sawabish Bir Ziyarat Sayyidul Huda alayhi salam Tera Sad. Among all the wajibat and mustahabbat of Islam, we rarely find a teaching of Islam whose thawab equals the highness of the thawab of the ziyarat of Imam Hussain in Islam. Among all the wajibat of Islam and all the mustahabbat of Islam, if you start looking at the thawab which has been mentioned, you can really find something which is, among all the wajibat and mustahabbat, you can really find something which has so much thawab as high as the ziyarat of Imam Hussain. You can really find that. But then Muhaddis Nuri replied, after saying that, he replied to his student that Babujudin Mandar Akbar didn't say Sawab Kazaye Hajate Paradar Muknen Bardara Sawab is the same as Rodas. But having said this, I have seen in the Ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that fulfilling the hajat of a mu'min brother is superior than the ziyarat of Sayyidul Shuhada. So this is the statement which I narrated. This is Naqlul Qawl of Hadis Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, which he is right. In Islam, there is a lot of importance given to Allah of Hawa'id al-Mu'mineen. And you know, Islam is very particular about it. Yes, you can say there are people who lie. There are fuqara and masakeen who are kafir. They tell lies. And those of those fuqara and those of the masakeen who lie actually cause distrust in the eyes of the people. And we sometimes don't even trust the mustahab people. Isn't that right? Because some of those masakeen and some of those fuqara are lying. So this causes a distrust. You cannot easily rely on every faqir person who is there. Actually, we have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Lawla annal masakeena yakthibun." That's the Maqmud of Riwayah. If there weren't some, in other words, some of those masakeen who tell lie, ma aflaha man raddahum, someone who rejects them would never succeed. So basically, the only margin we can get in rejecting a miskeen is because we don't trust. Because there are so many people out there who are lying. So that gives us a margin of doing tahqeeq and not to trust that easily. But otherwise, if we have trust in a person and we are able and we are capable of helping a fellow mu'min brother, then we should always help. This is extremely emphasized in Islam. That's the seerat of the Prophet and seerat of Ahlul Bayt and Salam. They always used to help their fellow mu'min brothers. We have this hadith from Bihar al-Anwar, volume 74, from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, where he has said, as far as the Jannat is concerned, it's not going to miss you. That means, and then of course, all the mu'mineen who have the iman and the belief of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt and the Salam, at the end of the day, they will go to the Jannat. Of course, and that's not part of the hadith, I'm just explaining on my own to you so that you get the whole picture. Nothing is unconditional in Islam. Everything has shara'it and quyood. So nothing is ghair mashroot in Islam. So when we learn about the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, we must learn it completely and fully, not just incomplete information be provided. So paradise is, of course, Jannat is for the Mu'mineen and for the Muttaqeen. So everybody, Jannat is actually for those of the Mu'mineen who are Muttaqeen. Al-Jannatu lil-Muttaqeen. So everyone who dies with Iman, at the end of the day, he will enter the paradise. Now, because not every mu'min is adil, there are some mu'minin who are adil and some mu'minin who are fasiq. Those people who are fasiq, if we do bigger sins and we do not do tawbah before dying, we will be punished in the graves. We believe in the shafa'at of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, which is one of the most authentic beliefs of Quran. So, but the shafa'at belongs to the Day of Judgment. أَتَخَوَّفُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْبَرْزَخِ. Our Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, I am afraid about you people regarding barzakh. The shafa'at actually is a musallam and an acceptable belief of the Isna Ashari faith. But shafa'at belongs to the Day of Judgment. In the duration of barzakh, when we are lying in our graves, we are there with our own a'mal and actions. So if we do the tawbah for the bigger sins, Allah is arhamur rahimin. He forgives the smaller sins. But if we do not do the tawbah of the bigger sins and die away, then we will be punished. Now it depends how many sins does a person have. If he has lesser sins, he will be cleaned up with the punishment during the time of barzakh from those lesser sins. If the sins are so much huge that during the duration of barzakh we don't get forgiven from those sins, then of course we have those authentic narrations which are narrated by Allama Al-Hilli rahmatullah alayhi in his book Al-Bab Al-Hadi Ashar, which is part of the syllabus of the Hawza, where Allama Al-Hilli has narrated all those ahadith where, you know, our imams have been informing us about the fact that some of those mu'mineen and Shias will go to the hell. Imams are telling us. So remember that the nature of the human soul is such that the human soul can never be clean except either you clean your soul with tawbah, and this is the time for doing tawbah, or you clean your soul through, or the soul will be clean through the hellfire. You cannot clean the soul with water. You cannot clean the soul with anything else. Nothing can serve as a cleaning agent for the human soul except the istighfar or the hellfire. So you do the istighfar before dying. That's what Allah loves from the mu'mineen in Allah. Allahu yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who perform tawbah. Allah tawwabin. So basically, either we do the tawbah or if we don't, If we don't do the tawbah, then the hellfire will clean. So those people will be taken out of the hellfire after they get cleaned on the Day of Judgment. And then those people will be sent to the paradise after facing the punishment. Let's suppose there is a Shia person who has killed 10 fellow Shia brothers. Now, how can you compensate? How can you compensate for killing 10 fellow Shia brothers? 10 Shia fellow mu'min brothers. مَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجِزَاءُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Doesn't the Quran say, whosoever kills a mu'min person عَمْدًا intentionally, his jaza is Jahannam. مَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجِزَاءُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. So somebody has killed 10 Shias. No, you cannot expect that you just get the shafa'at and nothing is unconditional. Do you deserve shafa'at? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do his lutf. The Ahlul Bayt and Islam can do their lutf. It's up to them. We don't know. But there are principles for the lutf as well. So these people will then be taken out of the hellfire. And when the hellfire cleans the souls, now they will be sent to the Jannah. They will be having those signs of burning, burnt up skin and all that. because hellfire burns, so you have all those signs on your body. Now that you enter the paradise, people of the paradise would see that these people are coming out of the hellfire. People of paradise can see the their hellfire and see the people of burning in the hellfire. But the people in the hellfire can never see the paradise or never see those who are inside the paradise. It's the other way around. The people of paradise can see the hellfire and those who are in it. So when these people are coming out of the hellfire, the people of the paradise would know them and recognize them with the sign of the birds. Isn't that right? So we have this beautiful arrangement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will immerse these people into the fountain of what we call Hayawan. And we have that team Hayawan in our youth camp, Zenith youth camp. This Hayawan is the fountain which is inside the paradise, which is composed of the qatarat of the tears which are shed over Imam Hussain alayhi salam in this world. This fountain is composed of the qatarat of the drops of tears that the mu'mineen are shedding over Imam Hussain alayhi salam. The more qatara, you know, the tear drop is salty. But the scholars have mentioned the more the qatarat and drops are added into the fountain of Hayawan. Hayawan means life in Arabic. It's not Hayawan, it's Hayawan. With a fatha on ya, it means life, pure life. So the more the tear drops are added, the more this fountain becomes further sweet and further sweet. So these people of the hellfire who are coming after getting punished and cleaned by the hellfire's flames will then be immersed into the fountain of Hayawan, and then all the signs of burns will be gone. All the signs of burns from their skin will be gone because of the ghusl in the fountain of Hayawan in the paradise. So let's get back to the hadith of Imam Sajjad al-Islam, which I was telling you. أَمَّا الْجَنَّةُ فَلَنْ تَفُوتَكُمْ. As far as the paradise goes, it's not going to miss you. At the end of the day, of course, all the mu'mineen will go to the paradise, whether you go after getting into the hellfire or without getting into hellfire, after getting punished in the barzakh or without getting punished in the barzakh, whatever be the case. At the end of the day, everyone who died on the walayat of the 14 maqsumeen and the 12 imams will end at the end of the day go into the paradise if he has not supported the taghut in his life. If you support the taghut, the walayat of Ahlul Bayt does not combine with support of any taghut. Sari'an kana aw bati'an, whether you enter the paradise, you know, in other words, you know, quickly or slowly. Walakin tanafasu fi darajat. Imam Sajjad al-Islam says that compete, that means compete with each other in the levels. The paradise has levels equal to the in the darajat al-jannah. Prophet has said in his hadith sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in the darajat al-jannah ala qadri ayat al-Qur'an. Yuqalu li qari al-Qur'an iqra warqa fa yaqra'u thumma yarqa. The levels of the paradise are equal to the ayat of Qur'an. It will be said to a qari, a reciter of Qur'an, recite and get elevated. He would recite and get elevated. So the levels are equal to the ayat of Quran. But if you want to increase your levels, you cannot increase your levels inside the paradise. There is no rafud darajat. There is no elevation of levels inside the paradise. If you want to increase your level, this is the time to do something towards your iman and towards your taqwa to increase your level there. So wa'alamu أن أرفعكم درج ولكن تنافسوا في الدرجات. Compete, that is compete with each other in the levels, and know that the highest among you in terms of the levels, إن أرفعكم درجات وأحسنكم قصورا ودورا وأبنية أحسنكم فيها إجابا لإخوانه المؤمنين. So Imam Sajjad al-Islam is informing us that know that the highest among you in terms of the levels and the best among you in terms of the palaces and houses is the best among you towards responding to the call of your fellow mu'min brothers. If you get a chance to help a fellow mu'min brother, this is going to increase your levels in the paradise. وَأَكْثَرُكُمْ وَاسَاتًا لِلْفُقَرَاءِهِمْ. And the one among you who helps the fuqara, the poor people, more than others. More doesn't mean quantitatively. You have 10 dirhams, you can help. You can also help. You can. You have 1 million dirhams, you can help. It depends on your ikhlas, how much ikhlas you have. You know, it's according to the nisbat and ratio of your money and how much, you know, ikhlas you have. So it's not the matter of the quantity. It's the matter of how much ikhlas you have to be exercised, you know. Just like somebody asked Imam Ali alayhi salam that, you know, this person, this sahabi of Imam Ali alayhi salam, said that, Ya Amir al-Mumin, you commanded me to give this person Amartani, and you commanded me Adfa alayhi alfan. You commanded me to give 1,000 to him, but you did not mention dirham or dinar. Zahabin aw fidda. Dirhams are silver coins and dinars are gold coins. You didn't mention gold or silver, you didn't mention dirham or dinar, you just said give 1,000 to him. What am I supposed to do? Shall I give dirhams or shall I give dinars? Imam Ali alayhi salam replied, Kilahuma indi hajarane. Fa'ahtil a'rabiyya and fa'ahuma lahu. Both of them are like stones to me. Give him whatever benefit him more. He doesn't care about gold and silver. He doesn't care about dirham and dinar. All he cares about is to help the poor person. Let him benefit. Let the poor guy benefit and, you know, take care of his hajat. That's the behavior of that should be the behavior of those who have iman towards the money. It's not a matter of the amount. It's a matter of your ikhlas. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ وَاسَاتًا وَاسَاتًا لِفُقَرَائِهِمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَيُقَرِّبُ الْوَاحِدَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَى الْجِنَّةِ بِكَلِمَةٍ يُكَلِّمُ بِهَا أَخَاهُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْفَقِيرُ بِأَكْثَرِ مِنْ مَسِيرَةِ 100,000 سَنَةٍ بِقَدَمِهِ. That means if you help your fellow mu'min brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you help your fellow mu'min brother with one word that you have spoken, to help your fellow mu'min brother with one kalima, one word that you spoke to help your fellow mu'min brother, Allah will elevate your level, Allah will make you further close toward Him, so much close that you would have walked that distance for you know, 100,000 years on your foot. If you keep on walking for 100,000 years in your life with your foot, 100,000 years, how long you would go? Allah will elevate your level and make you closer to Allah Himself, the distance equal to the travel of 100,000 years. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُعَذِّبِينَ بِالنَّارِ. Even though you may be, even though the person may be among those who are punished in the hellfire, but still, one word of help will make you get so close to Allah. فَلَا تَحْتَقِرُوا الْإِحْسَانَ إِلَىٰ إِخْوَانِكُمْ. So don't consider your good behavior towards your fellow brothers, mu'min brothers, as haqeer. Don't consider your behavior to be haqeer and less. فَسَوْفَ يَنْفَعُكُمُ اللَّهُ حَيْثُ لَا يَقُومُ مَقَامَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ غَيْرُهُ. This Allah is going to help you. That means Allah is going to help you because of your help towards the mu'min brothers. When nothing will replace that. Nothing is going to replace that. That's the thing that will be helping you there. Also, it has to be remembered, as we are talking about helping the fellow mu'min brothers, that we should tell. We should not tell to everybody. Everybody has a izzat and sharaf and respect. Islam is not asking us to give up our izzat and sharaf and humiliate ourselves in front of the community. But we must tell to some of the mu'min brother. If you have a hajat, you must tell to some of your Muslim brothers. Because we have a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he said to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, that, Ya Bunayya, O my son, إِذَا نَزِلَتْ تِكَ شِدَّةٌ, if some turmoil, some hardship befalls you, فَذْكُرْهُ لِبَعْضِ إِخْوَانِكَ, mention it to some of your brothers. إِنَّكَ لَمْ تَعْدِمْ مِنْهُمْ خِصْلَةً, you're not going to miss one thing from them. مِنْ أَرْبَعَةٍ, one among the four things. That means you're going to get one, at least one thing among four things. You're going to get one. إِمَّا كِفَايَةٍ أَوْ مَعُونَةٍ أَوْ مَشْوَرَةٍ أَوْ دَعْوَةٍ مُسْتَجَابَةٍ, either your friend is going to help you, suffice your need, whatever you wanted, it's taken care of. The whole thing is done, it's taken care of. Or he's going to, أَوْ مَعُونَةٍ, he's going to help you, if not fully, at least partially, you know, he's going to help you, whatever help. أَوْ مَشْوَرَةٍ, or at least he's going to give you some advice. You can always give advice. أَوْ دَعْوَةٍ مُسْتَجَابَةٍ, that your Muslim brother can always pray for you and mustajaba. I mean, dua with you mustajab, because you know, if somebody else prays for you, it's accepted by Allah. A prayer that you're doing for some other mu'min, it is mustajab by Allah. If the prayers that we do for ourselves, we don't know if it's mustajab, it's accepted or not. We don't know, because we know our sins. There are a lot of sins, but the prayers that we do for other mu'min brothers is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saving money is not the option. That's silliness, hamaqat in Islam. Saving the money from helping a mu'min brother is the case, in the genuine case. I'm not talking about cases where some mu'mins are lying to you. I'm not talking about those cases. Those are all out of question. We're talking about the genuine cases. If there is a genuine case and you are able to help shara'an, and you are that have istita'at and capability to help, then saving money is not a saving. That's a wabal. That's actually, a person may think he's saving, but he's not saving money. That's problematic. We have several ahadith the Prophet and the Patriarch of Salaam, and man bakhila bi ma'unati akhihi al-muslim wal qiyam lahu bi hajatihi ubtuliya bi ma'unati man yaqsam alayhi wa la yujar. The hadith of Abdul Muhammad alayhi salam says that man bakhila bi ma'unati akhihi al-muslim, whosoever has become, you know, if you show your misery, your bukhl, you be a miser, that means you're not ready to help. You show bukhl towards your fellow mu'min brother in helping, ubtuliya bi ma'unati, you will be tested by Allah, you will be subjected by Allah to end up helping someone whom you will be forced to help, and then you're not going to get any reward for that help. Someone who is going to misbehave towards you, someone who is going to do ism and wrong towards you, you will end up helping a person who is doing wrong towards you, and then you're not going to get any reward either. That's the way it is. So, Iyaka some in the light of some of the ahadith, we find that we have been stopped from doing kufr and spending the money in the right places, because if we do kufr on spending the money in the right places, we will end up فَتُنْفِقُ, the hadith says, فَتُنْفِقُ بِسْلَيْهِ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, you would be spending double of the amount in the ma'siyat of Allah. If you think that you are saving your money and spending on the right place, you're not ready to spend. فَتُنْفِقُوا مِثْلَيْهِ You will end up spending double of that amount في معصيات الله in the معصيات of Allah. And sometimes we don't understand.
You know, in Farsi they say چوبِ خُدَوَنْ سِدَا نَا نَا رَا اللہ کی داٹی میں آواز ہے. Alayhi Salaam has said in Wa'amal Khafiyya Makhoka, your makhl is makhfi, Allah's plan is makhfi. You don't understand sometimes, it requires ma'rifat and sharaf to understand why is this happening to me. Some people are losing double the amount of money for the sake of the wrong, but they were not ready to spend half of that amount on the right cause. It happens. It happens, you know, من حاول امرا بمعصيه الله امام سيدنا الشهداء عليه الصلاه والسلام said من حاول امرا بمعصيه الله كان افوت لما يرجو واسرع لما يحضر. Whoever tries to achieve something through a sin, he كان افوت لما يرجو, he will end up losing what he's hoping to achieve sooner than otherwise. وَأَسْرَعْ لِمَا يَحْذَرْ And he will end up, he will end up embracing, end up facing what he was trying to avoid sooner than otherwise. If you try to achieve something through the masiyat of Allah. This is such a beautiful hadith of Imam Hussain alayhi salam that whenever I read this hadith, I really feel so much pleased. Although every hadith is equally beautiful, but this one is really amazing. Amazing hadith of Imam Hussain alayhi salam that you can apply every now and then in all those incidents and events that are happening in our lifetime, day in and day out. You apply this hadith of Sayyidina Shuhada alayhi salam and you will find every now and then it is happening. Those of the people who are working and buttoning up the tahoots and working to serve the taghuts through the masiyat of Allah, they want to achieve and control and maintain and protect their dunya for the sake through the masiyat of Allah. They are the ones who are losing sooner than those of the people who are not compromising in front of taghuts. That's the way it goes. That's exactly the way it goes. Yeah, the people of Medina, some of the people of Medina were saving their lives. Isn't that right? Imam Hussain alayhi salam is leaving his watan, his hometown. Not even a single person came from Medina and said to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, we love you. You are the hujjat of Allah. You are the Imam of the time. We will die ahead of you. We will never allow Yazid ibn Muawiyah, la'natullahi alayhima, to touch you. Nobody came. Nobody said that to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Not even a single person said that statement. Not just there were a few very nice mu'mins in Medina, yes. But the general population never said that. I mean a huge number of population never said that. They never defended Imam Hussain alayhi salam. They allowed the hujjat of Allah to leave his watan. And likewise, the people of Kufa. They never said to Musa ibn Aqeel, except those few Muttaqi people. Except those few. So you find in the history, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, la'anatullah alayhina, he attacked Medina after the incident of Karbala. We have the incident of Harra. 8,000 bastard children were born in those 3 days of attack of Yazid's army on the city of Medina. 8,000 bastard children were born because Yazid allowed his commander-in-chief of the army to rape the woman in Medina for 3 days. 8,000 bastard children were born in 3 days of attack. So you think you can save your life? If you cannot defend the hujjat of Allah, you can protect your life? You are wrong. You can never protect your life. You think you are smart, you allow Imam Hussein to get killed? Imam Hussein has already made clear, Man hawala amran bi ma'siyati Allah, whoever tries to achieve something through the ma'siyat, he will lose what he's trying, what he's hoping to achieve sooner. Kana afwat lima yarju wa asra' lima yahfa. And he will end up facing what he was trying to avoid faster than otherwise. So man yaksibu, also Imam Ali al-Salam has said, that's in Tuhaf al-Kuhul, man yaksibu malan min ghayri haqqihi, whosoever earns the money from a source which was not his haqq to do that, it was not the haqq, yasrifuhu bi ghayri ajri, he's going to spend the money where he's not going to get the reward. That's the way it goes. You earn it from haram, you will end up spending your haram money into another haram cause. You earn the money from halal, that you will end up spending your money in tayyibat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own beautiful arrangements. He takes the tayyib for the tayyib, and He takes the najis for the najis. Al-jinsu yameenu ila jinsi. Nijasat cannot get along with Taharat, and Taharat cannot get along with Nijasat. So those who earn the money from Najis sources will spend their money in fi ghayri ajrihi. He will spend the money where, somebody who spends his money from where there was not the haqq, he will end up spending the money where there is no reward for him. So, Islam, the amount of money in this world, brothers and sisters, is limited. We don't have unlimited resources. There's a limited piece of pie. So whosoever grabs the resources, whosoever has more than his needs, let me say like this, whosoever has more than his necessities of life, anything which is more than your necessities of life is not yours. This is what Islam says. Don't think it's my money. This is what the Munafiqeen used to say. Because they used to say, why should we spend? This is my money. إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. That's how the Tawuts, that's how those, this is the figure this is the type of figure of Qarun. So in Islam, it's min al-a'rab, when the jahil baddu, badawi, jahil munafiq people were such who used to think that whatever you spend, whatever infaq you do in the path of Allah fi sabilillah, it is expenditure. You are spending your money. The money is going away from your hands. That's how the munafiqeen used to think. Whereas the mu'mineen never think like this. They think whatever we spend, we are investing. We are not losing. So anything which is more. That's the reason why some others are suffering. Abdullah ibn Ja'far, salamullahi alayhima, he came to his uncle, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and mentioned about his shiddatul faqh. He was an extremely poor person. All the Banu Hashim were poor. All the Shias were poor. Even Hazrat Khadija was poor. In terms of her personal life, she gave the whole money for Islam. Her personal life is like a poor person. So Abdullah ibn Ja'far salamullah alayhi was a very, very poor person. He came to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam when Imam Ali was Khalifa and talked about his shiddatul faqr, his extreme poverty, and asked Imam Ali al-Islam to help him from Bayt al-Mal. And Imam Ali al-Islam said, "For wallahi ma indi illa, I have nothing except abi ba'da alufati, except if I can sell this grass, this thing that I have for my animal, I can sell, keep the animal hungry, and I can sell this and give something to you. That's what I am. And in some of other narrations, it has been narrated, that's in Kitab al-Bara, it has been narrated that Imam Ali Rasulullah said, Wallahi ma ajidu laka shaytan. I swear to God, I don't find nothing for you. I don't have anything to give to you. Illa an ta'mura ammaka, except if you want to order your uncle, an yasrika fa yu'tiyaka. Unless if you want to order Ali to steal and then give it to somebody. I'm sure I can say for sure that the lifestyle of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam was poorer than all the people of Medina and all the people of Kufa. In Allah farada ala a'immat al-adl and yuqaddiru anfusahum bi dha'afati an-nas. That's Nabi Talaba. Kay la yatabayyana lil-faqir faqruhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it fariva on the a'immat al-muslimin, on the imams of the muslimin, to bring their lifestyle, you know, according to the weakest, ra'afat al-nas, the weakest of all the humans. Those people who are out there in the society, they don't think that, well, we don't have it. Somebody else, the Imam of Muslimin, Imam of the Muslims, have more than us. We have less. I think it's almost close to the time of the prayers, so. Okay, then let's finish it.